Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Art or the art making process, alongside cultural exchanges between regional Australia and regional Philippines, is at the core of Ubu Exchange. Considering the involvement of Indigenous and non-Indigenous Filipinos and Australians, a discussion about the complexity of this type of intercultural partnerships becomes inevitable. Within the arts collective, people are still coming to terms with the practicalities of working together. These practicalities include cultural differences, barriers such as time and distance, and other commitments outside of Ubu Exchange. I'm curious to find out how Sean James Cassidy was perceived in the Philippines, especially because he is an Anglo-Australian who works with Indigenous Filipinos.
There is a level of skepticism from other groups, from other individuals. There are people who thought, why is he here? Why is he doing that? Why is he pushing himself in our community? I think Sean always made it a point to be transparent on what he does, to tell people that this initiative, Ubu, the cultural exchanges, meeting other people, meeting other cultures, is important to appreciate your own culture.
Taj Vitalis, an archaeologist, museum researcher, and Ubu Exchange member, shares his thoughts about the schism between local or indigenous and Western cultures from a Filipino perspective.
Yeah, well, we have to admit that, you know, even though they're like this kind of, we all have all these good intentions, they always have this kind of divide of, idea of Westerners introducing on or coming in with indigenous cultures. Well, it never gets away with it. They do have different backgrounds, and you know, it's their own interpretation against our own experiences through a right way of approaching it or doing stuff. Maybe we could have through art we could actually bridge Western ideas and Filipino ideas.
As a ceramic artist from the Philippines, Pablo Capati argues that the increasing popularity of pottery as a traditional Filipino art form is an example of how art possibly can change a still existing colonial mentality in the Philippines.
Let's try to deviate from that colonial mentality, or whatever the West, what's happening in the West, that's what we should do. You know, this deviates from, maybe eventually now we're going to have stronger identity in the art forms. Clay as art form in the Philippines, it's giving people opportunity to open windows. It's giving people opportunity to get out of the province, go to Manila and exit.
I see this continued schism between different cultures and ways of being and ways of doing as a central component of Ubu's cultural exchanges. Because cultural exchanges encourage dialogue. My conversation with Matt Ciccini, a non-Aboriginal musician from Sydney, reflects on the complexity of multicultural partnerships. This complexity becomes evident in ideas that are formed about sharing and the language that we use to communicate, whether this language is music or visual art. The question is, how do we communicate our intrinsic ideas and values in a positive way?
Music allowed me to develop my inward personality. It's a fundamental learning process that allowed me to find the treasure within myself. And now in a creative manner, I want to share the joy and the love that I find within myself with other people. That's really the goal. And I think for me, that's my ultimate goal, and I can really utilize that within Ubobo. Of course, the challenge is understanding, familiarizing myself with cultural ideologies and their own way of expressing their place and their sort of traditional means of understanding of who they are. But that's the beauty of creative arts. We can share and really, yeah, come together. So the role of music, I think, is very, very important. The heritage of indigenous artists are now working alongside contemporary artists, and that creates a very positive communion between people in different cultures. And so what's achieved out of this is cultural relativism in a very positive way. That is, we all know in the present time that we're long overdue for some sort of peaceful solution, and I think music and art is a very great way for not only understanding your place within a border, but the people in other borders. So it's bridging that together. It's this movement that's really, yeah, finding a communion with people.
Parks-based Wiradjuri man and Wiradjuri language teacher Lionel Lovett shares his thoughts about what he believes is central in partnerships and dialogue.
I really can't explain it. I think it's just one of those things that you just have to, feel. You can't really talk about it. If you talk about it, you're probably going to miss it. But you, if you feel comfortable around someone, you feel comfortable around someone. So.
SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.